Now, Wisconsin is getting a lot of love from high-profile national politicians this election season. Names like Trump, Obama, Pence, Biden, and more are visiting the state in hopes of swaying the voters toward their respective candidates.
Scott fights every day for you, and now we need you to fight for him. And all you have to do is go out and vote.
We are not going to have the lowest midterm voter turnout in history. We are going to have the highest voter turnout.
He wants to repeal Act 10, put Wisconsin back in the fiscal mess that Governor Walker dug it out of. He wants to repeal right to work, deprive Wisconsin workers with freedom in the workplace that's created and contributed to the dynamic economy and the growth that you've seen.
I am here for one simple reason. I am here to ask you to vote. To vote in what might be the most important election of our lifetimes.
In order there, President Donald Trump, Senator Bernie Sanders, Vice President Mike Pence, and former President Barack Obama, all of whom have made stops in Wisconsin lately in the run-up to the midterm elections. If you're running for office, the hope is that support from a well-known celebrity or respected politician of your party can have a significant impact on your campaign. Our next guest is here to talk about how high-profile endorsements can help a campaign or maybe in some cases hurt it. Meredith Conroy is an associate professor of political science at California State University San Bernardino. She's also a senior researcher with the Gina Davis Institute on Gender in Media. Meredith, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, how much do we know about having that high-profile endorsement, in this case from a high-profile politician of your party, really makes a difference with voters?
So when looking at political science scholarship, which is what I am, a political scientist, there isn't a lot. It's hard to assess the degree to which someone, a high-profile person like a president, in this case with Trump, or a former president who's really popular like Obama, the degree to which they're actually swaying voters. I think we know more about how they influence turnout, you know, not necessarily how people vote, but who will vote. And there's definitely evidence to suggest that having a president or a former president come campaign for you can bolster the visibility of your turnout, the viability of your own campaign and candidacy, and also that it suggests the race is competitive. And all three of those things increase turnout. So we know more about how endorsements influence turnout and less so about how they actually change a person's decision, especially in a general election when you have another shortcut. An endorsement is information, but another piece of information is obviously party ID. And in a general election with that information of party ID, you're probably not going to flip too many voters.
Right. So that high profile visit, if I'm an undecided voter or especially if I'm a decided voter, is not going to change my mind, probably.
Right. I think that's right.
And you and some other folks over at 538 looked at what kinds of politicians, and not just politicians, celebrities and organizations, what kind of endorsements might resonate with voters from different parties and independents. And there were some interesting results you found. Can you share some highlights?
Yeah, that was a lot more interesting because during a primary, like I said, you don't have that information shortcut of party identification. So an endorsement carries a lot more weight. And so that is what we were looking at with 538. We were looking at at group endorsements and, like you said, high-profile endorsements during a primary, so how it influenced Democrats' support for other Democrats and Republicans' support for other Republicans. One of the more interesting ones actually was with Leah Vukmir. As someone who doesn't live in Wisconsin and has never lived in Wisconsin, if I were just going off of, you know, looking at who had endorsed Vukmir and who had endorsed her opponent, Nicholson,
Kevin,
is that
Nicholson,
right?
Yep.
Yeah, I would have immediately thought, well, this race is going to go to Nicholson because he had the support of Bannon, of Steve Bannon, who at the time was so popular, more so popular, and then as well as Great America PAC, Club for Growth Money, and on the groups we were looking at, Vukmir had the NRA. And so if I was just looking at those as signals, I would have thought, you know, Nicholson would win. But, of course, Vukmir won in a really competitive race. But overall, some of the more surprising things we saw was that interest groups that traditionally have influence, like the NRA, in this election cycle weren't necessarily as, if we look at their win record, it wasn't necessarily as high as we might expect. I think about, like, they had a 70% win record or so, 57% win record, excuse me. And that had a lot to do with the fact that they didn't endorse that many candidates, and they endorsed a lot of candidates in the same race. But that one stood out to me as very interesting. Trump did a lot of endorsing during the primary. That's really rare for a president to try and steer a race during a primary instead of waiting until a general. And all the candidates he endorsed won, with the exception of two. That was another interesting thing we observed. But certainly during a primary, endorsements carry a lot more weight, which is why we were so interested in them. And also they signal, you know, what direction the party is going. That was kind of the genesis of the project. We were interested in saying which wing of the Democratic Party is going to emerge in 2018 and which wing of the Republican Party is going to emerge. And we felt like endorsements were a good proxy for those sort of ideological variations.
I know there's a lot of arguments about that, I think, among Democrats and Republicans. When you broke it down, did you see lessons we can learn in either or both parties about which trend within a party was more powerful in this primary season?
So for the Democrats, we found the party still decides. There's a political science book called The Party Decides that was written in 2008 that essentially says the party endorsement kind of picks the winner. And the party, the people that the party, the official party endorsed, did do really well. They won 95% of their races. But the question is the party endorsing candidates that are already going to win? So we couldn't necessarily tease that out. What I thought was more interesting was this surge on the Democratic side of progressive groups like Indivisible is new, Justice Democrats is new, Our Revolution is new. These are all new, very liberal progressive groups, and they were getting involved. And while their candidates, you know, they didn't necessarily have a win rate over 50 or 60%, their candidates are still winning. So I think that says that the Democratic Party, while the party, official party endorsement still won, there is a storm brewing on the left that is going to change the Democratic Party going forward.
Now, celebrities often endorse or campaign with or raise funds for candidates. I don't know how effective those are, but one story that got a lot of attention this year is Taylor Swift, not often directly involving herself in politics, made a very specific pitch within her state of Tennessee. Some people looked and said, oh, look, voter registrations jumped up then. What do you make of that particular celebrity endorsement in the 2018 elections?
So, you know, your initial question about do endorsements sway people, this is one where I don't necessarily have any explicit evidence, but you would think that the people who are most likely going to be swayed by an endorsement are people who don't necessarily have a strong affiliation with either party, and that is potentially the 140 or 114 million people who follow Taylor Swift on Instagram. So I do think that beyond just those numbers we saw about this increase in registration rates at vote.org, the link that Taylor Swift shared and still has in her bio on her Instagram page, you know, that I think is an immediate effect that we saw. But I do think the fact that she explicitly endorsed a candidate could potentially influence, you know, who Swifties are voting for in Tennessee, however many there are. You know, it's not something we can look at necessarily right now. I'm sure there's some creative political scientists or communication scholars out there that are going to try to observe the direct impact of Taylor Swift's endorsement for Brenderson and against Blackburn. But I do think it's possible that there's individuals who have such an affinity for Taylor Swift and not necessarily any affinity for the Republican in that race that would maybe switch a vote had they intended to straight ticket vote for Republicans, for example.
We're talking to Meredith Conroy right now. She's an associate professor of political science at California State University San Bernardino. She's with us to talk about the impact endorsements from high-profile people like celebrities maybe, or like President Trump or former President Obama, can have on campaigns. You can join in at 800-642-1234. As we said earlier, we've had all these high-profile political visits in Wisconsin. Did you go to one of them? What was it like? If you went, you probably knew who you were voting for already, but did it energize you? Did it make you want to do more stuff maybe for the campaign? What do you think of big name endorsements? Do you watch for them? Do you think they make a difference? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or tweet us at Central Time WPR. We'll continue the conversation here on Central Time coming up. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation about the impact that high-profile endorsements and campaign visits can have on elections, especially ahead of this year's midterms. Meredith Conroy is with us, Associate Professor of Political Science at California State University, San Bernardino. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you gone to any of the high-profile political rallies in Wisconsin over this last couple of weeks? Former President Obama today, President Trump just a couple days ago, the Vice President, Joe Biden's coming soon, Bernie Sanders, the list keeps going on and on. Did you go? What did you think about it? And do you think endorsements like these affect you or voters in general? Do you have a question for our guest? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or tweet us at Central Time WPR. And Meredith, with that issue of, you've got the big exciting thing with the president or former president, as you're saying, it may not affect whether or how people vote. Is there anything out there on researching people's political activism after that? If somebody's at this exciting rally, do they volunteer to knock on doors or raise funds or whatever, stuff envelopes?
Absolutely. Things like this will enhance enthusiasm. And once you're increasing enthusiasm and the perception that a race is competitive, people are going to take that next step and become greater. They're more likely to be activists on other measures other than attending a rally. Like you said, people who attend rallies are already pretty engaged. But then they may turn that enthusiasm into knocking on doors or into asking and telling their friends to register or to vote. So I think that the trickle-down effects of these endorsements are definitely powerful, even if you're not explicitly seeing someone at a rally saying, oh, I'm going to change my vote. But they absolutely have an effect, which is why, you see them to such a degree, and especially in Wisconsin. I think another really interesting thing to think about, too, is why is it that Biden is out there endorsing or Sanders is out there endorsing? There's a lot you can learn about the individuals who are taking the opportunity to go to swing states like Wisconsin to do endorsements. They probably also have, some political aspirations of their own, so they can learn a lot about who's doing the endorsing, too.
Now, you mentioned Taylor Swift using her Instagram account. Now, I assume we don't have a lot of data on past Taylor Swift Instagram endorsements because this is the first one. But are we starting to learn about how social media and activism on social media, paying attention to political news on social media, is affecting how and whether people vote?
So this is something, I do study social media use and how it either increases or not political participation. And absolutely, there's this element of, being social on social media that converts people to more social activities offline. So encouraging other people to vote, going to a rally. If you're the social behavior online, absolutely transitions offline. Also, when you think about the degree to which you can see your friends and who they support online, having that much exposure to politics and to your friends' endorsements, which probably are more meaningful to you than Taylor Swift. So that can have an impact on how people vote. Their individual social network and the things that they're seeing within their network is going to influence who they support and the tendency that they're going to vote. There's a social pressure that social media facilitates on individuals that makes them feel like they need to vote because the people in their circle are voting.
Bring on a caller now. We've got Brad with us in Mauston. Brad, hi.
Hi, how are you? Wow, good. I'm such a fan of your program.
Thanks. What do you want to tell us about, Brad?
I definitely think Donald Trump had a major impact on this upcoming election. As I was telling your operator, I think he's a rock star in the world of politics. I know you yourself aren't necessarily a fan of Donald Trump. If I'm correct, I think you were a Never Trumper at the time.
I haven't taken any opinion either way, Brad, but are you saying Donald Trump has definitely influenced your vote? Does seeing him at his rallies in person or TV get you riled up to vote?
Absolutely. I voted today. I voted early. I hope people get out there and vote. Obviously, I prefer they vote Republican because I think the president's having a tremendous amount of success.
All right, Brad, thanks for the call. Meredith, so is that something we might see? Okay, there's this rally, there's this event, and it gets people out, as Brad did, making that early vote.
So, yeah, I'm sure, you know, the right after you're feeling enthusiastic about your candidate, you're probably going to want to rush to the polls and vote and encourage people around you to vote or encourage other listeners to call into a radio show and vote. I have no doubt that those kinds of experiences lead to enthusiasm, lead to participation in all sorts of ways beyond voting. You know, there are obviously other ways to participate, like telling other people to vote or registering other people to vote. So I imagine that's Trump's strategy with visiting Wisconsin, where there are a lot of close races.
Brad, thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate it. So what are you watching for, Meredith, when it comes to who's going where around the country to back certain candidates?
So I'm watching, obviously it'll signal the competitiveness, but it also will signal how important races are to the parties. You know, they're going to send Trump, and the Republicans are going to send Trump and Pence to races that are really important to them. These are going to be states that not only have Senate and House races, but also have governor's races. So Wisconsin is one of those states. You know, not every state has a governor's race this year. But if you can, if you have a state where the governor's race, for example, maybe isn't that competitive, but you want to make sure your voters turn out for the Senate or the House races, you're going to send someone like Trump or Obama to get up, to get enthusiasm up, to hopefully try and turn what the forecasting models say, maybe, you know, against what it looks like you might lose.
So, and we'll leave it there. Thanks to Meredith Conroy, Associate Professor of Political Science at California State University, San Bernardino. She's also a senior researcher with the Gina Davis Institute on Gender in Media. She joined us today for a look at endorsements from big-name politicians and celebrities and the impact they do and don't have on campaigns.